News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here in this first segment by Karen Hibbard, who is the Manhattan Convention Visitors Bureau Executive Director. Thanks for being here.
Brandon, it's always a delight to be able to spend the morning with you all here at In Focus. And it's April. How did that happen?
I don't know. It started with April Fool's Day, and we got through this week.
And so you were the Executive Director of the entire chamber for like 3 weeks.
Yes.
You survived.
I did, and the community did as well. And we are thrilled to have Jason Smith, our new CEO, chamber president, in town. He's been in and out. He's been here at the radio station. He's making his way around the community, and I think we all are delighted to have him on board.
All right. Good to have him.
Yes, absolutely.
And are you thankful that that little intercession portion of your career is over?
Absolutely. What an honor, but what a great ability to be able to say, this is the man that we've hired for the job.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
So,
good to know.
Yes.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's always good to be here.
Well, yeah, let's go ahead and just kind of jump right into it here, because it is April now, which means we're in the fourth month. It means we've completed the first quarter.
We've completed that first quarter, and man, that was fast. I just wanted to give you a few highlights of the first quarter. As you know, we kind of keep track of how many conferences, how many sporting events that we have worked with directly. During that first quarter, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau worked with 24 conferences that met here in Manhattan that brought in about 4,425 attendees. They used about 2,000 room nights, and that gave us an economic impact of over $2,700,000 with those folks coming in. We also had 8 sporting events. You're going to see that the sport events will really begin to gear up as we turn into the second quarter. But the economic impact of those sporting events had about an $83,000 economic impact on our community. And right now we continue on every weekend for the last part of March and into April with the Kansas Bowlers women's state competition is going on here. So again, welcome those folks that come and like to compete in Manhattan, Kansas in a variety of ways.
You mentioned 24 conferences in that first quarter. That's 8 conferences each month. Is that typical? Or?
It is typical. This quarter was a little bit lighter than what it has been in the past. I always like to follow our STAR report to see what our highest week was. And through that first quarter, you want to take a guess as to what the highest week was during the first quarter, January through March.
Hmm. Didn't you quiz us on this last time?
I did. Do you remember the answer?
I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. There was something that was going on. And it wasn't 2A basketball,
right,
which is always a big thing.
Mm-hmm. It was DECA.
DECA?
Yes.
I had a part of that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. There was like 900 kids here for
there
that?
There were. And that was a great event. And you were right that DECA was here, but the biggest week that we had in the first quarter was actually last week. It was March 24th through the 30th with a 78% occupancy. But you are right in the fact that DECA really helped boost our total occupancy and our activities along with those 24 conferences that were here in Manhattan. We like to look at a variety of who are all of those people that are coming into our community. And last Saturday, Manhattan had a 96.4% occupancy.
Whoa.
And on Friday, we had a 90.10% occupancy. So that gave us our busiest week during the first quarter. And that was due to groups that we worked with directly. Last weekend, we had the athletic directors from high school athletic directors from across the state were meeting here in our community, staying in our hotels, as well as the Geological Society had their meeting here. And so there's a variety of reasons that people come into our community and meet, stay. And I want to remind people that when people come in to visit Manhattan, they spend dollars, and on an average, they spend about $311.
Karen, we talked about DECA quite a bit, and we interviewed some people, and I became quite familiar with it.
Yes.
A lot of outstanding young people, very impressive young people.
Yes.
this was the first time that they have held the event outside of the Kansas City Metro. I think that's
Correct.
Always been in Overland Park. What kind of feedback are you hearing from them?
We heard great feedback. They liked the venue. Obviously, a lot of the schools that were competing were from the Kansas City area. So again, that opportunity to bring them this far, as they called it, we've never been this far west. So to bring them into Manhattan, Kansas was a good experience. It's our understanding that they are considering coming back to Manhattan next year again. Good venue for us to utilize Kansas State Student Union. Again, an opportunity for those competitors to understand this could be their university of choice, as well as then staying in the hotels. It was interesting to see the big buses around town. I saw them at the mall. I saw them at the IMAX. I saw them all around the community as they were entertaining in their downtime.
Well, great exposure for K-State to potentially recruit some outstanding young people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So thanks for your part.
And I got to say, as somebody who grew up in the Kansas City Metro myself, it's much more fun to go to a conference that's not in the Kansas City area. So that has to be pretty lucrative to
Absolutely,
them.
Absolutely. You know, I think that it's along those lines. I think it's very interesting. We have just received the tourism economic report. It's from the state works with us on that, and they are showing that visitor spending in Manhattan has increased by 20% over the last 3 years. That's pretty significant, again, telling us that visitors like to come to our community. This report also reflects that 2.5% of all of Kansas spending is done here in Manhattan, Kansas, and that when they spend money here, there are jobs that are at stake, right? So that visitor spending directly supports, according to the Tourism Economics Report, 1,865 jobs. That's pretty significant. When you think about, that's probably in our dining, that's in our retail, that's in our lodging facilities, all of those, that's in our gas stations. But for that to directly support 1,865 jobs here in Manhattan, Kansas, that is really something to be proud of. And 30% of that, of all visitor spending in Manhattan, is on food and beverage.
Wow, and that helps a lot with the sales tax and everything.
Absolutely. I think it's also important, about 3 years ago, we dedicated surveying our visitors to our community, and now it's time for us to do that again. I think I've mentioned that before, that we are in the process of gathering that data. We have surveyors that go out into our hotels in which, where our visitors are at, to ask them, they have a survey that has about 25 questions that is asking about that stay. To date, we've gathered about 100 surveys, and we're finding that people come to Manhattan, no surprise, but they come for a variety of reasons. They're coming for educational purposes. They're coming for camps. They're coming for training. They might be looking for a job, apartment hunting, coming for mom's weekend, certainly for KSU athletics, McCain performances. The list can go on and on and on. But what our visitors, what we're hearing and seeing from those surveys that are being collected, those visitors absolutely love our dining. And our dining experiences, we have a great blend of both unique as well as chain, and that makes a nice offering for our visitors to choose from. But certainly that unique dining, as we are seeing those surveys being gathered, people, our visitors, are saying, whoa, we had no idea you fill in the blank with that unique restaurant, and that is enticing to them to come back to it to enjoy Manhattan again in the future.
I'm curious, on those surveys, does it tell you where they're coming from as well?
Yes, it does. And I didn't bring that data with me. As we get a little bit further into that, we will certainly break that down, because they literally are coming from all over, and that's what is not over the state, but all over the United States. And so that's what is fascinating to us. Many of those surveys, they are very pleased. I did jot down some of the things that they specifically love. They love our location. They love the Flint Hills. And so I think that, again, we kind of get lulled to sleep with the beauty that surrounds us. But as our visitors come in, they're in awe of the scenery that surrounds us.
That's kind of cool to hear that.
Absolutely.
And that kind of leads us into our next topic, National Tourism Week, which is coming up in the 1st of May.
Yes, absolutely. And we really want to celebrate tourism. As you know, we've touched on that just a little bit about how tourism makes our community go around and around and how it makes it a great place for us to live in. So National Tourism Week will be May 5th through the 11th, and that will be celebrated nationally across the country with different celebrations. What we have been doing is, for the last several years, we've started wanting and recognizing the industry itself. So this year on Monday, April the 29th, we will be holding a reception for the industry itself, those that are frontline, the lodging, the dining, the attractions that make Manhattan unique. This year it will be held from 3:30 to 5 o'clock at the Midwest Dream Car Collection. Again, when you think about that industry, many times they are busy working and providing that great experience. And so this is a way for us to say thank you as a Convention and Visitors Bureau to the industry that makes it really, really special. Then on the 7th of May, there will be a proclamation read by Mayor Dodson at the City Commission declaring May 5th through the 11th National Tourism Week. We've talked a little bit about the big guy. In fact, we have the voice of Johnny Caw is nearby us. So Johnny is going to be, we're going to celebrate Johnny once again with a birthday party and with the completion of his new accommodations, if you wish. Johnny has got a new plaza that's being built around him. But we've had a very interesting winter, spring already that has really put some brakes on the construction process. So we had thought that Johnny's new accommodations would be completed by in time for us to celebrate during National Tourism Week, and it simply isn't. And so we've had a talk with Johnny. Johnny's okay with us continuing to celebrate his birthday.
I'm fine. I can celebrate all year.
Yes, and so that's what we intend to do with Johnny. So stay tuned. When I come in May, I will be giving you more details. But some of the things that we do have planned, and we anticipate that the date for Johnny's celebration and dedication and the big community celebration for National Tourism Week will be towards the latter part of May. But some of the things, Johnny, just so that you know that you're being thought of and that we're really paying attention to what you enjoy, one of Johnny's very favorite things to eat is...
I love pancakes.
Oh, Johnny.
I love pancakes.
Johnny, we're going to make your day.
Extra butter.
We're planning on pancakes.
So syrup.
Stay tuned because there'll be a little surprise that I think that the community will really love when they learn about all of the details of that. We also are going... Johnny's very favorite exercise. You want to guess what Johnny's favorite exercise is? Besides couch setting.
I'm good at that. I'm really, really good at that.
I have no clue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Johnny...
I kick my legs a lot when I get my belly scratched.
Johnny really, really enjoys stretching his legs and running. So there will be a fun run in the park, and it will just be around City Park itself. And so we want people to sign up, be able to come out and see what Johnny enjoys doing, but also has Johnny overlooks and sees all of that fun that takes place in City Park. So there will be a fun run. Those of you that are creative, we are going to be having a Johnny Caw look-alike competition. So, get ready. We will be giving you a little bit more details on that as it gets a little closer to time. But it's not a beard growing contest. If you pay attention to what Johnny looks like, he doesn't have a beard. But we do want to see how creative our community can be with a Johnny Caw look-alike competition.
I've got that wonderful hair. I just love the wavy lengths, you know, and once I get my annual trimming done, it's just a pretty rewarding opportunity.
And it's nice when it blows in the breeze.
Oh, one of my favorite things, especially, so, you know, when that south wind comes through.
Absolutely.
Comes over City Park, and it's so wavy.
And we also want to thank Dave Zerfus, because Dave Zerfus is once again, his talents are going to be showcased with another song for Johnny Caw. And so we really are looking forward to celebrating Johnny. So stay tuned to our social media, to our website, because there's going to be some fun things coming on. There's the original song.
So yeah, I've got a new song?
You've got a new song coming. A new song coming.
Oh, oh my.
So it's, we probably shouldn't have told you that because it's a birthday surprise.
I'll be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for the tease.
So stay tuned. We definitely want you to be aware that National Tourism Week is May 5 through 11. So looking forward to that.
All right. Anything else here before we go?
You know, I just want you to, our community, to again know that we're constantly improving our product. The Conference Center expansion will begin this summer as we will expand our ability to host more conferences in our community. With that Conference Center expansion, the Hilton Garden Inn has also announced that they'll be adding an additional 40 sleeping rooms to our inventory. Also, you will begin to see construction on the Courtyard by Marriott in the Aggieville area. That will bring 127 sleeping rooms to the market. So that'll, by 2020, we will have 1,404 sleeping rooms representing 14 hotels. Currently, we have 1,237 sleeping rooms with 13 hotels. So, again, if you are planning a conference, if our listeners are planning a conference, please consider using the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Our staff is trained to get those bids for you from our hotels, provide services complimentary, helping to make your meeting an ideal meeting that people will be glad that they've chosen Manhattan as their destination.
Okay. Well, Karen, we always appreciate you coming out and updating us here on all things happening with CVB. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Get out and enjoy Manhattan. Be a visitor in your own community. So it's a great weekend. Welcome all those visitors coming in for open house, and we'll talk to you soon.
Come see me in the park.
Absolutely. Johnny will be donning his party hat. You'll know it's all going to be happening.
It's right. Purple, right?
Pink.
That's okay.
With purple.
Real men wear pink.
That's right.
Back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Pugh Communication Services, a division of Economy Electric, providing all of your commercial